about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. I'm here, Rick Adams, on this Friday night edition of the program. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, tonight I'm going to have an open forum for the first hour. So jump aboard if there's something you'd like to talk about. And in the second hour, we're going to examine the new and latest poster child of anti-Semitism, Ted Pike, as brought to you by the ADL. And he will be with me to talk about his induction into the Hall of Infamy by the ADL. And, of course, I was very elated that he finally did make it. And, that's a good sign, I suppose, a sign of his effectiveness. So we'll have him review with us some of the less salient points that they have attempted to make about Ted Pike and his National Prayer Network and the truthtellers.org and the ADL website. Then he'll go over them with us in his response. So just thought I'd mention that to you. And in the meantime, there are a few things that I would like to bring to your attention. Now, one of the things that I'd like to share with many of our new listeners is the fact that in his book in 2002, David Rockefeller, former chairman of the board of Chase Manhattan Bank, in his book made an incredible admission. And this is fascinating, coming from one of the head honchos of the elaborate Council on Foreign Relations scheme to destroy American independence and sovereignty. And this is what he said. Let me see if I can get it in before the break. Quote, "For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents, such as my encounter with Castro, to attack the Rockefeller family from the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will." And this is the clincher, ladies and gentlemen. Listen carefully now, young people. "If that's the charge, I stand guilty. And I am proud of it." Oh, boy. Isn't that something? We referred to this quote in his book for many years now. 2002, David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. And I think that tells it all. Here you have someone pretty bold about it, quite bold about it. It reminds me of the book Tragedy and Hope. Carol Quigley, the professor, comes right out and says, yeah, they're right. What are you going to do about it? Uh-huh. We're going to win. We're going to win. I got a surprise for him. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes to open the program. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Yes, indeed, indeed. We can see that new world order coming into fruition. Now, of course, Poppy Bush also said that a new world order doesn't mean giving up our national sovereignty, our individuality, our freedom, our independence. No. After all, the whole purpose of a new, united, integrated world order is to extend our sovereignty. It's to magnify our independence, you see? It's just like putting up a red light and saying, now the whole purpose of that red light is to go through the red light. That's what red lights are for. Well, of course, we know that that's insane and that's preposterous. But let me give you a little bit of background on what has gone on just since the 1990s. Now, David Rockefeller is in his 90s, would you believe it? He's about 93 now, or maybe 105, I don't know. But sometimes, you see, the Lord lets people like him live a very long life for a reason. And sometimes it's not for the reason we think. And there are many people. I remember John D. Rockefeller, you see, the old man. And he had stomach cancer. And he used to lament the fact that with all of his money in his waning days, he could not even enjoy a thick, succulent, juicy steak. Well, you see, the Lord has ways of punishing people and giving them a hell on earth before the next is to come. So, if you look back to 1993, on July 18th, Henry Kissinger stressed that the North American Free Trade Agreement's importance was as a framework for future international restructuring. He said, quote, "The proposed NAFTA agreement is the architecture of a new international system." And he made that statement. He made that statement. With NAFTA, the U.S. finally creates a new world order. On July 18th, 93, in the Los Angeles Times. Now, on December 8th of the same year, Billy Clinton, Slick Willie, Monica's lover, signs into law NAFTA, which created a framework for further trilateral cooperation. One of the objectives of NAFTA is to establish, quote-unquote, a framework for further trilateral, regional, and multinational cooperation to expand and enhance the benefits of the agreement. And that, too, is what Bill Clinton told us. Now we jump to 2004. And Mr. Richard Haass, you know him, right? Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He launches a task force to study the extent of the North American integration after 10 years of NAFTA. And he said, quote, "The council has launched an independent task force on the future of examining regional integration since the North American Free Trade Agreement." That was on October 15th of 2004. Now, on March 14th of 2005, ladies and gentlemen, we noted that the Council on Foreign Relations Independent Task Force on the Future of the North America Union proposes the creation of a North American community to enhance security and prosperity for all North American. Quote, "When the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States meet in Texas on March 23rd, now this was 2005, they will be representing countries whose futures are shared as never before. The ever-deepening integration of North America promotes and promises an enormous benefit for its citizens." Well, you can see that, can't you? "We propose the creation by 2010 of a community to enhance security, prosperity, and opportunity for all North Americans. The boundaries of the community would be defined by a common external tariff and an outer security perimeter. Within this arena, the movement of people and products would be legal, orderly, and safe." Now, isn't that funny, huh? When you think about the Mexican trucks exploding, blowing up, colliding, and now coming over the borders. Well, that was the CFR's task force report for March 14th of the year 2005. Now, on March 23rd of the same year, George Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Martin of Canada launched the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, the SPP. And they said, "We, the elected leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States, gather in Texas to announce the establishment of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. It will help consolidate our action into a North American framework to confront security and economic challenges. How do you like that for a Sapien language, huh? That was the joint statement by Bush, Fox, and Martin, March 23, 2005. Also, the SPP will build upon the NAFTA framework. It builds upon that NAFTA agreement and what follows as our long-standing trade and economic relationships as it merges and energizes other aspects of our cooperative relations, such as the protection of our environment, our food supply, and yes, our public health. Now, you know what that means. Our public health, our food supply, and our environment. It spells big trouble, my friends. See, these people have a track record. They have a paper trail. And you can look at their papers, and you can look at their achievements. You can look at their lies. As Bill Clinton, when he signed NAFTA, declared, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to build a stronger and more prosperous Mexico as well as the United States. Well, yeah, for some, but not for the masses. They said it would stop this massive flow of population into the United States. It would eradicate. It would at least slow it down tremendously. They said the solution would be to build up Mexico through this free trade agreement, as they called it. Well, of course, just the opposite has happened, you see. You judge them by their track record, ladies and gentlemen. So on March 23rd, the same date, President Bush referred to the SPP of North America as a union. He said, as to what kind of union might there be? Well, I see one based upon free trade. That would then entail commitments to markets and democracy. There's that word again. Transparency, rule by law. George Bush made that statement. On March 28th, Rafael Fernandez de Castro and Rosana Fuentes Baran, editors of the Council on Foreign Relations in Espanol, urged the SPP to work toward a true North American union. All right. Hands across North America. That was the article, if you read it. It was in the New York Times for March 28, 2005. It's all archived. So then, on May 17th of 2005, the CFR's Independent Task Force on North America proposes that the SPP establish by 2010. A North American economic and security community, and then lay the groundwork for a virtual open borders policy throughout North America. These are their words, ladies and gentlemen. The task force offers a detailed and ambitious set of proposals that build on the recommendations adopted by the three governments at the Texas Summit of 2005. How do you like that, huh? So here it is. Now they say it doesn't exist. It's all part of our imagination. David Rockefeller says, you extremists out there on the right and on the left, you're extremists, you're conspiracy theorists. But I plead guilty to all of it. Now, as a matter of fact, the empire, you see, is being extended now, this new Anglo-Zionist American empire. And I certainly admire some of the great work that Chalmers Johnson has done, you know, from the CIA analyst to a best-selling scholar. He has written about the empire of more than, get this, 725 military bases the United States has in the world. How do you like that, huh? 725, and I'm going to just give you a little update on this, and then we'll take calls at 800-313-9443. That's the number. This hour, open forum. Next hour, Ted Pike and the ADL's hit list. We should be right back in 3 minutes with yours truly, Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Okay, Radio Avenger back once again. Our number 800-313-9443. I mentioned this Chalmers Johnson, Ph.D., and author of the best-selling books Blowback and The Sorrows of Empire, the landmark MITI and the Japanese Miracle, and a number of other publications. He's the co-founder and president of the Japan Policy Research Institute, and an interview was conducted with him on May 29th of 2004. And it's very interesting. I went back and looked it up by Nick Page Clark, and it was for the In Motion magazine in California. And, you know, he has some very interesting things to say about empire building and, of course, empire falling as well. And these are some of the things that are highlighted in this discussion. And this interview, the very origins of the Republic, the year 1898, Philippines, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and the fall of the Shah, professionalization of the armed services. Bill Clinton was a better imperialist
denationalized corporations, Dick Cheney and privatizing the military, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, you know them, the commanders-in-chief, the Posse Comitatus Act, oil and the rise of Red China, and then perpetual loss, perpetual war, and loss of the Republic, disinformation, and bankruptcy. Well, this fellow deals with things like the Spanish-American War, and he says it was the beginning of formal American imperialism on the European model, in which we acquired as colonies Puerto Rico, the Philippines, Guam, places of this sort. And in the same context, we annexed the Hawaiian Islands, which were an independent kingdom, as you probably know. It was a very controversial time. Teddy Roosevelt was the imperialist leader, and he went out of his way to say, quote, there is not an imperialist in the country. Expansionism, of course. It's in our blood, unquote. Very interesting, huh? Well, he talks about the Philippines, Puerto Rico, and Cuba. And then he goes on, and he says, the unit of our empire is the military base. The unit is the military base, not the colony, as it was in French and British imperialism. Instead, it is the military base, a separate enclave that originally had a strategic purpose, but when that strategic purpose no longer existed, we didn't give up the base. We retained it. 725 bases across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. If that is not imperialism, you tell me what is. And then he says, those bases grew as a result of our wars. But without doubt, the greatest expansion of the American imperialist empire was not the Spanish-American War, but the Second World War. World War II, this is when we developed our military enclaves, particularly in the defeated nations of Germany, Italy, and Japan. Then came Korea. And on and on and on we go from there. And I think this is a fascinating, fascinating little discussion here that you should avail yourselves to. Chalmers Johnson, Chalmers Johnson. And look up the book, Blowback and the Sorrows of Empire. And this is an interview that I'm really talking about that, again, is something that people will find to be very, very interesting, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. So, in any event, I'm just trying to bring that to our attention so we'll begin to appreciate exactly what it is that's happened to America. It was in Motion magazine, In Motion magazine. And, of course, it goes back to 2004. So, I have to take a break in a couple of moments, but then I'm going to entertain some phone calls in this hour. And certainly you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I wanted to bring these few things to your attention. And I might also mention that the publication, The New American, which is a John Birch Society publication, has a good issue this past week. And it's devoted to the whole North American Union. It's the North American Union edition. And it is replete with article after article after article dealing with such issues as merging the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, illegal immigration, I don't like that word, but they use it, illegal immigration comes to your community, NAFTA superhighway, importing cheap, unsafe foreign goods, and exporting good jobs. Merger in the making. This is the issue. North American Union edition of The New American. Ladies and gentlemen, you should avail yourselves of it. Go online and look it up. All right. Be right back with callers on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law. Pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Indeed, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. 800-313-9443, and let me take a call first from Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Brother Scott.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rick. How you doing, man?
I'm doing.
Hey, can I do something?
Yes, you may.
Can I read something to you that I wrote, and you give me an idea of when I wrote it?
Oh, okay. I'll try. I'm not a good guesser, but go ahead.
Well, I know, but I...
You know that I'm not a good guesser, and well, you're still throwing it at me. Okay, go ahead.
That's it. We'll just play around a little
bit.
But the bottom line is you were talking about NAFTA and what they did with NAFTA.
And globalism.
What they continue to do with NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's going on. Now, meetings with the Asia-Pacific Economic Council.
Mm-hmm.
Will do nothing but increase the United States trade deficit around the world,
mm-hmm.
especially in China and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
At home, our stock market soars out of control, and money-hungry investors continue to profit, while at the same time, America loses its manufacturing base. One must wonder how this seemingly unlikely occurrence is happening. As more of America's capital and wealth is transferred to foreign nations to build new plants designed to take advantage of child, prison, and slave labor, along with non-existent environmental and human rights controls, more Americans continue to lose their jobs and are flooded with cheap imports. These cheap imported products, made for a small fraction of what it would cost to produce in the U.S., are sold in American markets at huge profits, thereby rewarding those countries who invest outside our country to take advantage of sinfully low production costs. These profits have propelled the stock market to unprecedented heights. This cannot go on forever without devastating results for the majority of Americans. It is my feeling that continued free trade versus fair trade will only intensify the problem of huge trade deficits and human rights violations here and abroad. Individual investors who continue to pour savings into the stock market are oblivious or unconcerned with the effect this phenomena is having on Americans who lose their jobs or foreign workers who are nothing more than indentured slaves with no human rights. Americans with investments in the stock market are obliged by God, who provides these resources, to invest their money properly to ensure that big multinational companies treat workers and their host countries fairly, instead of being greedy and concerned only with their own personal profit. God will demand an accounting from all, and ignorance will not be an excuse.
And you wrote that?
Yeah, I wrote that.
And you wanted to know when you wrote that?
Yeah, I want you to tell me how long ago you think I wrote that.
I would say probably in the 1990s.
1997.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, not much has changed.
No.
We have only fallen deeper in the pit that these international bankster gangsters have set up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me, there's only one way out. And that's fight like hell.
Well, hey, that's great, and I agree with you, Scott. Of course, the ultimate refuge of all of us is you know who.
Right, is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. That and is going to be the sword of the Lord on Judgment Day. Oh, boy.
And only by the grace of God will I be there when it all goes down, you know?
You'll be with the kingdom, but that's the most important thing.
Well, Rick,
yes.
The way things are going now,
mm-hmm.
and if I was to predict in the next 10 years from now, based on what I see, we might not make it another 10 years.
Well, I think that's a pretty decent bet, yeah.
You know, and for people just to sit back and be concerned with the games in the Coliseum
mm-hmm.
is criminal in itself.
Well,
and ignorant and foolish of the people in general.
I would say it's criminal negligence.
Rick, what are we going to do? I mean, you're doing everything you can, and you are like a drop in the ocean. You know.
Well, I think they're beginning to really get nervous, and rightfully so. And you know, when the CFR comes out and its minions and its puppets and the people like Rick Perry in Texas and Mitt Romney and your state and all these other little puppets on strings, and they start mouthing the shibboleth, you know, of well, don't worry, we're not gonna do this, we're not gonna do that, blah 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 blah. You know that they're trying to pacify the public. When the ADL comes out and finally attacks Ted Pike, you know it's because it's getting too hot in the kitchen.
Well,
and these people are running. They're running scared.
When a third of the American public is no longer buying the lies
mm-hmm.
and stating right out in the open that, you know, hey, things that are happening, what our government is telling us is a bunch of lies. George Bush is an evil person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, for people to think that George Bush is looking for the best interest of our country, they have to have rocks for brains.
Well, you know what I heard Pat Buchanan say just recently?
I can't even imagine.
Pat Buchanan actually made the most ridiculously stupid statement I've ever heard him make. He said that I don't think George Bush fully realizes what is going on. I don't think George Bush understands this globalist concept and how bad it is for America. And that is the most lame excuse that I've ever heard from an educated intellectual like Pat Buchanan in my entire life.
Right.
That has to be the dumbest. Because Pat knows better.
He's part of the... You know what I knew Pat Buchanan? I supported Pat Buchanan.
Yeah, I did too.
You know when I knew the jig was up with him? When he got all dressed up in that black outfit down in Arizona down there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, why don't you just shoot yourself in the head instead of the foot, you idiot?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, can you see Hillary Clinton flying around a black cape and a witch's hat down in wherever she's going? You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable, huh?
Right. So I knew right then that Pat Buchanan was
he's
and
a sellout.
He's on all the talking head shows and
right,
all of that.
Right.
And I actually lost my right to vote to run for public office in the state of Massachusetts when I cast a vote in a primary for Alan Keyes. You're going to have Alan Keyes on next
week?
Yeah,
Monday night, Alan Keyes.
Yeah, so this Monday. So I went to the primary and voted for Alan Keyes in a Republican primary. Now, being an independent in the state of Massachusetts, once you walk in and you cast a Republican vote, you become a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I went right down the next day, changed my affiliation back. But there's a law in Massachusetts that you cannot run for elected office unless you've been a member of the party continuously for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't want to run as a Democrat because I think they're idiots, and I didn't want to run as a Republican because I think they're even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been an independent, and I was going to run as an independent. But because for a period of 8 hours I was a Republican, the laws in the state of Massachusetts prohibited me from running as a state representative.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the laws so backed up, and I know these kinds of things are prevalent in each and every state instituted by the establishment to keep the lame and the stupid in power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In political power.
No doubt about it, Scott.
And you know, whenever I hear Alan Keyes, which I think he's a great debater, I'd love to see more of Alan Keyes in the press because he does bring out good points.
He gets some points I don't like, I don't agree with, but that's okay. For the most part... basically, he's in the right direction.
It's like Ron Paul right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's in a sticky situation. He's the only guy calling for the retraction of American imperialism.
Right.
He doesn't only just say we're going to bring the boys in Iraq home.
Yep.
He says we're going to bring all the boys from all over the world. I shouldn't call them boys, all the men from all over the world who are U.S. citizens and in the military. We're bringing them all home. Isn't that what, unless I'm mistaken, this is what I'm hearing Ron Paul
say. Well,
that's
what he wants to, he wants to quench the empire. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because Joel Skousen also brought it up about Ron Paul and the debates in his newsletter. And he mentioned that after a futile 2-hour wait for the rest of the top-tier candidates to catch up to Ron Paul's overwhelming 78% lead in their own online poll of who won the debate, what do you think MSNBC did? They shut down their own poll.
Right.
They shut down their poll after Paul garnered 86% of the vote.
No. Rick.
But there is no conspiracy.
No, and not only that, Ron Paul has been polling very well with the young people.
Yeah.
Not only has he been polling very well with the young people, he has been receiving significant amounts of campaign contributions from the young people. But yes. You know how the Boston Globe, which is owned by the Jew Schultzberger out of New
yes.
York, who owns the Times,
yes.
you know how they report the first sentence of the article?
Mm-hmm.
Renegade Ron Congressman, Renegade Congressman Ron mm-hmm. Paul. He's going to be the next trafficant in the clink.
Well, they didn't use the word gadfly, huh? They used renegade. All right.
Renegade. And the bottom line is, here comes my son. Ron Paul's a renegade. I said, here's a guy who's been a congressman, I don't know what, 15 years or something? I don't know.
Yeah, more than that.
And delivered thousands of babies. I said, this is an obstetrician doctor who's been a congressman who wants to follow our Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why I brought Ron Paul up is because I personally don't think Ron Paul thinks Al-Qaeda brought down the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
But if he stands any chance at all of getting anywhere, he can't come out with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So he's constrained to try and get to that office. Mm-hmm. Now, these are the kind of things where people end up compromising a little bit for the overall benefit of what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, unfortunately, we're in a situation where the people who are going to, if anything's going to happen, then there's certain things we're going to have to overlook.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get perfection in any man, that's for sure. But you look at Ron Paul, and he stands head and shoulders, I mean, like way head and shoulders above all the rest of them, and that's with them standing on each other's heads.
Right.
So, you know, you're right, Scott, and I'm glad you called. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, while I got you on the phone,
yep.
Tuesday morning we'll be taping at the TV series, okay?
I'll be there.
Tuesday morning at 9.
Look forward to
we'll
it.
We'll be there, brother.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Amen. Thanks for the call. All right. We got Ted Pike coming up in the next hour. Let's take another call right now. And we have Wes in Idaho, I believe. Hello. Hi, Wes.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
all due respect to your upcoming guest, Ted Pike, I have a couple of his videos in his
yep.
book, Israel Our Duty Dilemma.
Dilemma. Yep.
And also have been on his email list and admire him. Mm-hmm. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a conference going on down in Southern California right now.
Yes.
No wars for Israel.
Right.
No more wars for Israel. Well,
right.
I see the problem as continuing to call these people that are Jews, there aren't even Jews, really.
They're not, no.
By calling them Israel. You got a
yeah.
billion Christians out there.
Mm-hmm.
They pick up their Bible, and when they see the word Israel, they think that means the Jews.
Right.
And they're absolutely incorrect.
Yep. I know what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying.
I don't agree
with Ted Pike theologically on everything, but I can understand and I overlook certain things because I understand the work he's doing is very valuable and his research is great.
It is.
But I do share your concerns because I think we feed in to that mythology. And when you use the term Israel and Jews together, you're really feeding into a lie.
And
it's
all
a very
these,
dangerous thing. I agree.
And all these blind Judeo-Christians out mm-hmm. there think that when they see the word Israel, they don't look at the Abrahamic covenant
right.
and realize the slipper does not fit.
You're right on, brother.
And Reverend Cotton delivered a sermon to the pilgrims when they were coming to America in 1620.
You mean
and
Cotton? Was, Cotton Mather?
His last name was Cotton. I'm
oh,
not
okay.
sure of his first name. But
okay.
this comes out of the book The Light and the Glory.
Mm-hmm.
In any case,
yes.
what I wanted to say was the sermon text was 2 Samuel 7:10,
mm-hmm.
which said, I will put my people Israel into a new and better place.
Yes.
The pilgrims that came to America in
right.
1620 truly believed
mm-hmm.
that they were Israel. You can also see the...
Oh, absolutely.
The,
absolutely.
the Scottish Declaration of Independence refers to a time that was when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. And notice I did not say the Jews crossed the Red Sea. I just looked at my Bible. The word Jew is not in the first five books of Moses in the Pentateuch.
No.
It's
and
not,
really, it's not even the word Jew in any of the Bible. It was mistranslated as Jew by the translators.
Huh. Well,
you got to understand that, too. See, that's the problem when you're not getting back to the original language and how they've bastardized the language of the Scriptures.
Well, I know the word Jew can be translated, looked upon three different ways. Basically, the Old Testament, it does mean someone of the lineage of Judah. But the New Testament, it really means one that is a citizen of the country of
Judea and Judah, not Jew. Right.
Rarely the Talmud, the Jewish religion.
Hey, fair points. Thank you. I got to move along, got a break. Thank you very much, Wes, for your call. We'll be back with our next call in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All righty, fellow cattle, I'm back. We got two quick calls before the end of the hour. Not much time, but Joel in Wisconsin is first. Hello.
Hello. One of the biggest problems I think this country has is the indoctrination of the media.
No doubt.
They just brainwash the people. Like, if you try to get anything across to the people, they glaze over. They just don't want to hear it because they already are positive. Because they learned it on the media. If they don't learn it on the media, it ain't true.
How do you control the minds of the nation?
Through the media.
Take over the means of communication.
Right. And I was thinking about this. One of the things I really get in trouble with is I bring up what makes a good trained soldier, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody thinks they're so great. Well, actually, isn't trainability the ability to give up your own thoughts and adapt somebody else's?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at it from a logical point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you train, some dogs are able to be trained and some dogs are not able to be trained. The good dog is the one that can train easily and then fight to death for what they were taught.
Mm-hmm. Do as your master tells you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to tell somebody that, you know, that's so ingrained in them that those troops, you got to support the troops, even the people that don't like the war are going to support the troops because they're brainwashed to think that you have to do that. If the troops are not doing the right thing, it's the wrong thing. I know a guy that was against the war, and then his brother went over there, and all of a sudden he said, well, you got to support the troops. I says, look, if your brother's doing the wrong thing, you don't support your brother.
No, and to support him, if he's doing wrong, is to hurt him, ultimately to destroy the whole family.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, it ain't their fault for being stupid. To support them, we should bring them back and try to deprogram them.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, I'm not against them.
No.
But they're the muscle for what's wrong.
They're being destroyed by their own government
Yes.
and the forces that control it. Joel, I got to run for another call, but thank you. Thanks
All
for
right.
calling this hour. All right, Henry, hey, you'll have the last word this hour.
Yeah, hello?
Quickly, Henry. Yes.
Okay, have you ever heard of a publication called Political Science Quarterly?
Yes, I have heard of it, yes.
Okay. Well, because I got something soliciting to subscribe, and it's kind of funny. I'm looking through it. I said, well, maybe this might be something interesting. It might give some economic
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know, about to be.
Sure.
That maybe this is one of the publications that even Robert Chapman uses to compile
mm-hmm.
his forecast.
Oh, yes, it is, yes.
Oh, it is?
Oh, he uses a multitude of publications. Anyway,
yeah, okay.
What's the point? We're running out of time.
Well, here's what startled me. I started to smile when I saw down at the bottom they have on the brochure at the top, it says BSQ, that's Political Science Quarterly, BSQ
mm-hmm.
Editorial
mm-hmm.
Board,
mm-hmm.
and they mention a couple of people, old people from different universities. Then they have APS Board of Directors.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very bottom, where I underlined the names, was honorary members.
Mm-hmm.
And under the list of honorary members, I started to smile, and I think you'll know these names. Madeleine K. Albright,
yes.
You know, Bush. Brigginu. Brzezinski, right.
Yeah.
George H.W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
you know, the children in the cages, you know.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Now, Lee H. Hamilton.
I recognize all the names. What's the point now, Henry?
Okay.
Because
well, I was just wondering, David Rockefeller, George yeah. P. Schultz. It's only about yeah. nine names here.
Yeah.
But I was just, you know, when I saw that, I said, oh, now we know. I know who puts out this.
Yeah, there you
know?
Go.
They don't stop, do they?
One big happy family, you know.
Yeah.
And it really ain't that big either. It's a small association of people, but they all walk arm in arm and they hold hands, don't they?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Shall I give the phone number? People might want to.
Well, why don't you hold off on that?
All right,
that.
I'll hold off. Yeah, and, but after that, I'm going
to
go.
You can, if you wish to call back when Ted Pike's on, you may. But let's see if we can get Ted on the next hour, all right? I thank you for mentioning the publication. Thanks a lot, Ed. All right, we'll be back in 1 minute, hour number two. Ted Pike, my guest, the ADL hit list.
It's true.